Whitney Houston, is that a man or a woman? Look at the face. Look at the lean muscle mass, the long arms. In fact, it has the androgyny symbolism, doesn't it? This basically represents the uncovering of one breast, even though it's the shoulder. Symbolically, this is showing the one breast to show that they're not a woman. And this goes back thousands of years, this half-and-half androgyny symbolism. Female and male wrapped up into one body. In fact, I believe this is a castrato, a castrated male singer. Most famous female singers are actually men, and most of them are castratos. They have a very powerful singing voice, and they can hit the high notes and hold the high notes for a very long time. Can Whitney Houston do that? Yes. Whitney Houston has a very powerful voice, can hit the high notes and hold the note for a very long time. And in fact, the only people I've ever known named Whitney have been men. So there's that. Maybe there's some women named Whitney as well, but it is a male name also. And we haven't got some man hands going on there. But see, this person here is kind of covering up the whole body, so we can't really see what's going on. It's got the big puffy 80s hair and the makeup and the lipstick and the smile. We're all so mesmerized by the voice that we never questioned the sincerity or the authenticity of this person. We never questioned it because this person was giving the masses what they wanted. Shoulders and hips. We have a male body frame going on right there. But no one's going to notice it because it has little fake breasts and the sparkly outfit and the hair and the makeup. But there you can see the shoulders. Are those male shoulders or female shoulders? Those are linebacker shoulders, actually. That's a male skull. The shape of that skull is male. Not looking so pretty now, are you? Those shoulders. See, it's all smoothed out and hairless. Maybe a bit of Asian blood. This could be a ladyboy, in fact. Pulling in the waist with the corset to give it the illusion of having female curves. We see it all the time. There's really just a few techniques they always do. Tried and tested, because it's really not too hard to deceive people. Oh, whoa, that's a transvestite. I mean, that's just what that is. If you've ever seen a tranny hooker walking down the street, they're going to look a lot like this, all right? That's just the way it is. I'm just speaking the truth here. Don't shoot the messenger. Just telling the truth in a world full of lies. It may be shocking to some of you. Truth is illegal. Whoa. Yeah, this is very disturbing. It's a transvestite, all right? Became one of the, probably the most famous singer in the world for a while. And in fact, Arista Records signed this person and turned them into a star. And this was kind of the backbone of that record label for a long time. And there's a documentary about the CEO of this record label. He's known as the Hitmaker. At the end of that documentary, he said that he himself was gender neutral. So basically what this is, Arista Records, it's a record label that focuses on castratos. All the female artists there are castratos. It's a castrato record label. That's what it is. And in fact, if you think about it in a worldly way, it's genius, right? It's like start a record label, sign a bunch of castratos, send them out there to hit the high notes and to hold that note for a long time, and you'll mesmerize the brainwashed masses. Not that hard. It's a very good business model. They made lots of money. And they deceived lots of people, and they put the androgyne in front of people to worship as an idol. Now, the Bible calls transvestites an abomination. So this is an abomination. People have been worshiping an abomination and many different abominations. Look at this right here. When's the last time you saw a woman with shoulders like that, lean muscle mass? In fact, that looks a lot like Big Mike, Mike Obama. First ladyboy, not as black, but just as manly. Oh, yeah. Another transvestite. See, that's why I think this has Asian blood. You see this all the time in Asia, ladyboys looking like this. You can see how skinny it became. People thought this was like a drugged out skinny woman, possibly anorexic. But in fact, it's just a bony, skinny, drugged out man. Skin and bones, and these are male bones. And again, it's got the androgyny dress. The yin and the yang. It's got the neck covering. Because when it's all skinny like that, you could probably see the Adam's apple. Better cover that up. Now, this person did profess to be a Christian, but who knows? Maybe it was a Gnostic Christian. Well, you just never know what's going on inside these people's heads. Where are the female hips there? Where? They don't. These are male hips. These are male shoulders. Fake boobs. These bony arms, the shoulders sticking out, kind of bending the body. Male hips right there. Male hips, male skull, female attire, female makeup, covering up the neck again. But these are external accessories. This is a female illusionist. These breasts are firm, which is a sign that they are artificially created breasts. Again, that's a male transvestite face right there. Possibly a bit of Asian blood. A lot of these black female celebrities are actually dark-skinned Asian men. They look more Asian than black, so they lie about this. Everything's a lie. Yeah, look at that. That jaw. Ah, covering up the neck again. Big old transvestite teeth. Looking a little rough around the edges there. That looks like a wig, actually, right? So you don't know what's going on with the hair. The hair's fake. There's lots of makeup. Smiling to kind of disarm us. Oh, look at that. Whoa. That looks like a friend of mine, in fact, a male friend of mine. One of the last photos before this person died. Crack is whack. So this drug addiction, if it was real, it kind of came in handy as a cover story as to why this person started to look like a man at the end of his life. It's a drug addiction. That's why it looks like a man. No, it is a man. The drug addiction kind of helped us see more clearly that it is a man. Achieved all this success, but the whole thing was built on fraud. Maybe this person was eaten up inside. Because all that success would never take away that feeling that you're just a total fraud. You're a fake. And this person, I believe, in my opinion, was overrated as a singer. Maybe that's because I know it's a castrato. So once you know that, the voice just doesn't sound as good anymore. You got to believe that the person means what they're saying when they're singing these words. And it's all kind of contrived and formulaic. And then each song had a moment. They had a moment in these songs that highlighted the castrato's vocal ability. So these castrato's are very good singers. It's because they're bioengineered. They hacked their vocal chords. It's a man. They got male lung power, male vocal tract. So they're bioengineered celebrities. A lot of pharmakia going on in this deception. A lot of people thought this person was beautiful, talented. It's like a goddess, right? It's an androgynous goddess. A castrato is a male artificially produced soprano, mezzo-soprano, or alto singer whose voice is artificially changed through castration before puberty. It's a manufactured virtuoso. That's what Whitney Houston is. And all these transvestite singers, they're castratos and they're also transvestites. It's quite possible some of the male singers are also castratos. They don't have to dress in women's clothing to be a castrato. Castrati, the plural, were no doubt a beautiful contribution to the higher art of Western culture, but at the expense of the singer's right to live a normal life. Thus, the tradition is clearly seen now as an example of humankind's distortion of cultural values. Castrato, from the Encyclopedia Britannica, an adult voice of extraordinary power, attributable to the greater lung capacity and physical bulk of the adult male. The practice of castration, illegal and inhumane. So right here, the Encyclopedia Britannica has said that the production of these castratos is illegal and inhumane. Arista Records, all the people, the entire music industry is guilty of a crime. It says it right here. Crimes against humanity. It's inhumane to cut someone's balls off and turn them into a superstar, a manufactured virtuoso, a voice of great range, flexibility, and power, like Mariah Carey, like Whitney Houston, like Barbara Streisand. Anyway, it's a tragic tale of castrato becoming an international superstar, who then became a drug addict and died at a young age.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Crack is whack.
If you had to name the devil for you, the biggest devil among them?
That would be me.